Hello and welcome to the film discussion on LSJ News with me, Ryan Keane. For most people, cinema is a form of escapism, where they can go to relax. For me, an avid film lover, I get trapped in a web of questions that need answers. Today's question, has Marvel gone too far? So over 10 years, there have been 19 Marvel films, with the most recent one being Infinity War. But you also have to add in the fact that there has been a number of X-Men films, and the second Deadpool film is also coming out, which have been standalone to do with company disputes with Sony. So really there's been close to 25 Marvel films. There are also plans to continue the Marvel Cinematic Universe until at least 2025, so another 7 years of Marvel films, with characters like Captain Marvel coming into play and a new Ant-Man film coming out. Acclaimed film director James Cameron has said that the recent influx of Marvel films over the past 10 years has started to give people Marvel fatigue, or at least will begin to give people Marvel fatigue, basically saying that Disney and Marvel will eventually turn their fans away by just overdoing it. Too much of a good thing can be a bad thing, is what he's saying, basically. So I took to Twitter to ask Marvel fans' opinions and what they think. A woman named Nikki got in touch with me and said, "Hi Ryan, I'm a massive Marvel fan. I've read thousands of comics and I'm still captivated by the films. People have watched soap operas for decades and still tune in several times a week. Marvel has been around for 75 years because whilst the characters have powers, they are flawed like us." While I agree with Nikki that people have been watching soap operas for decades, and people have been fans of Marvel for decades as well, I feel like she's skipping over a big part of what cinema is. And to me, a good film should have flawed characters. It should have three-dimensional, nuanced characters that are larger than life, but are flawed, like us. That's essentially what gets us emotionally attached to them, because in some way, we are like them. So really, I think she's just stating what a film should have. But it is a good point about soap operas being around for decades, which is the same with Marvel. So surely there is something there. It should also be noted that there has been a massive improvement in the films of the Marvel Cinematic Universe over the past few years. I'd say starting from Guardians of the Galaxy onwards, that's when I personally felt that they began to really take it up a notch. They were sort of coasting with Iron Man 2 and 3, but they've really turned it up a notch and turned up a bit of humour, a bit of action. They've really nailed it. So it could be okay if they carry on this path of gradually getting better and better as fans become more and more acclimatized. So do you agree with James Cameron that sooner or later fans will grow tired and begin to resent Disney and Marvel for their mass production of films? Or are you going to watch every single one in the future? Have your say by contacting LSJ News online. I've been Ryan Keane, and this has been The Film Discussion.